Blog Talk Radio.
Make the blind man see, jump up and feel airy. He make the lame man walk, make all the dumb start talk. That they may all be one, as though I have a heart in I and I in the eye. That they may all be one in I and I. That the world may know and believe that thou hast sent I. And the glory which thou gavest unto I and I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I and them, and thou and the I, that they may be made perfect in oneness, and that the world may know that thou hast sent I, and hast loved them, even as thou hast loved the I.
Ready or not, you're gonna get a shot of this little red hot black African love. Step on the scene, and them are pure and clean. I gold and green black African love. Ready or not, you're gonna get a shot of this little red hot black African love. Don't be so mean, your love is pure and clean. Oh Lord,
it make me sick. Get well, redeem the wicked.
Greetings, greetings. Welcome to the Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly D. And tonight I have LaToya Jedi Jackson on, and she's going to talk about the Boston bombing. She's going to give it to us in a different perspective. She's going to look at it metaphysically. She's going to talk about the ritual. So you've been hearing a lot about the Boston bombing from the last few weeks here, a couple of weeks here. And so now she's going to give you a different point of view, how to look at things. And also she's going to tell you what other things to look for in the future and in the near future. LaToya Jedi, are you there?
Peace, Goddess. How you doing?
Great, great. It's always good to have you on. You give us a lot of insightful information. A lot of the information that you gave us on past shows has came to be.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, the thing about the main thing I want people to do tonight that's listening to this show is listen to it with an open mind, and also to listen to the information that I'm going to give them, and I just want them to think about the way the process has been going, especially those like I'm pushing 40. I'm not quite 40 yet, but I'm pushing 40. But I remember things from back in the 80s, like when Reagan was in office, and then after that, Bill Clinton, you know, and certain things that they did at the time, we probably would think it was like, well, why did they do it that way? But everything is lining up now in this current present day. Everything is lining up now. And back then I didn't quite understand it, but I understand it fully now. I have a vast understanding about what's taking place now. There's a book that was written called A New World Order, and I added it to the 10-10 prophecy guide.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman that wrote that book, he stated in there that they would do these such things whenever the time would come for them to try to take certain rights away. But we also have to think about who rights are they really truly trying to take away? There's been great debate about the statement when they say you're like one-fifth of a human, three-fifths of a human or whatever, never really acknowledging descendants of slaves or slaves as being human, so to say. They always try to degrade the God and Goddess at all costs as far as who we truly were, who we truly are. So you have to think, whose rights are they really trying to take away? Because they don't really give us rights, like R-I-T-E-S, not R-I-G-H-T. I'm talking about rights, R-I-T-E. They don't necessarily give you privileges. Like, okay, we're going to let you do this. We're going to let you drive. But you got to pay this insurance. We're going to educate your children, but we're going to restrict the curriculum to be based upon white supremacy. We'll let you own a business, but in order for you to own this business, you got to pay a tax and you got to get a license. These are the type of things they put in place as far as to keep order, or what they say they means that they use to keep order, law and order. But when they speak of rights, whose rights are they really trying to take away? Okay, well, we already had on the first three shows spoke about the white supremacy link with the KKK and this white supremacy period, Aryan. Okay, now, the main problem with most ethnic people or people that are non-Caucasian, you got two different groups in non-Caucasian. You got those that want to be a Caucasian because they see the privileges that they get, and you got those that see the prejudice and see the discrimination, see the differences, and ask a question, why? So you got those that roll with them, and then you have those that stand on the outside of the box and look in and say, okay, well, why is this happening? Okay, so when I made some statements past couple of shows and I was telling everybody, I said, look, all of these religions are a form of white supremacy, including Islam. I know you probably got emails about it, and I know some of them that was listening probably was like, how in the hell is Islam a part of white supremacy? But it is. When I was speaking about how they're basically trying to come down on white supremacy, they're trying to end it and get rid of it, people's like, oh, ain't no way, Islam is a major part of white supremacy, a major, major stronghold part of white supremacy. They have to bring it down. They have to bring it down. Islam is one of the most male-dominant religions that there is on the planet. Not only is it the most male-dominant, but it's the fastest growing. So they knew this years ago. They knew this 30, 40, 50 years ago. They always knew that this day and this time would come. And the reason why they started to pull all these tricks out of the bag have everything to do with the rapid growth of Islam amongst Caucasian Americans. So when you look at what's taking place with the bombing, with the Boston bombing, don't necessarily, because I'm going to go over, you know, what I feel happened between the man that got killed, his brother, and how the government got involved and all these other governments getting involved. I'm going to tie all that in. But one of the main things I want you to think about and to focus on is the young lady that was the wife of the one that got killed. Because here it is, you have this homegrown American brunette, I believe she's Caucasian. She's brunette. She might be mixed with a little Spanish or mixed with a little Italian or something, but she's Caucasian, converted from Christianity to Islam. Now, she's saying she didn't know nothing about it, but I don't believe that. I don't believe that. They all saying they don't know nothing about it. Okay, but I'm about to get into that in a second. But what I want y'all to focus on is the fact that they use this bombing as an example, and the main example has everything to do with the rapid rate that people are converting, and when they convert, how their behaviors change. How they spoke about how the young man was a boxer, and then all of a sudden he had no interest in boxing anymore. He used to be very materialistic, then all of a sudden he wasn't materialistic anymore. Now, they know all this about this young man, including when he went and took some trips to New York, he went and took some trips over to Russia. Even the Russian government had already claimed that they had given the heads up to the American government. Then you have people like Alex Jones and Glenn Beck. They have their little spin on it, their conspiracy spin on what took place and how some decorated, what they call it, they was not decorated, but dressed in, they were dressed in regular clothing, undercover Navy SEALs or whatever had something to do with the bombing. You know, military personnel there dressed in regular clothing, but the clothing was kind of like standard gear that they wear when they out in the public, blended in with the public, right? Okay, now, this is the deal. They are all right. Glenn Beck is right. Alex Jones is right. When the media say that them two young men set some bombs off, they right too. Now, I'm going to explain that. So I'll think for a minute. We live in a world, and I ain't going to say in a country. I'm talking about in a world where everyone has access to the World Wide Web, everyone has access to the Internet, everyone has access to smartphones, everyone has access to printers, everyone has access to ATM cards, money cards. The satellites see everything. The satellites pick up on everything. You can't hold a conversation without them recording it. You can't print. Look at your new ink cartridges and any of your printers. They have microchips in them. So if you print off a diagram of how to create a bomb, the government already know it before it's even printed. If you sitting in your house talking about building a bomb, they already listening to you from a satellite. If they can look at your skull and look at the tissues on the inside of your body and tell if you have a tumor from outer space, if you can get in your car and click a button and say, okay, I want to go from my house to the 7-Eleven in Wisconsin, and the GPS system with all those satellites out there can guide you there. They know every move you make before you make it. They are always one step ahead. Okay, so they knew when these guys went over there. They knew when they started doing the jihad. They knew when they started attending the mosque over there and attending these different groups. They knew when the mother contacted them and said some stuff about a jihad, this or jihad that. They knew when the young man went and purchased the fireworks. They knew when they got the girl or the teenage guy or whoever went and purchased the crock pots they used and all this old craziness. They already knew all this stuff, but this is the thing. They were both there. Those agents that Alex Jones and all them to talk, they was already there. They were there for a reason. So here it is, you have a, what's his name, Joe Biden said it right. He said you had some wannabes. See, you can't roll with the big dogs with puppy pockets. You got the big dogs out here that know how to make them real bombs. You got military personnel that's all they do is sit and design little sophisticated little trigger bombs to test people up. Then you have to look at the kind of bomb that was used And you have to look at the type of injuries that the people sustain, the removal of the feet and the legs. That was symbolic in itself. Because in order to stand, you have to have a certain level of posture. And in order to stand, their spine has to be erect. In order to stand, you have to have feet and legs in order to stand. You have to have your two shoulders. You have to have balance. A man standing or a god standing. Over in Kemet and in different countries, South America, where they have these erect statues of the different gods and goddesses, one of the first things that these white supremacists and opposition of our power would do is either cut the head off, cut the legs off, cut the hands off. They would, you know, blow the legs off. Even if it's one leg, that one good leg that's in front, they will blow it off. Blow the head off. That's where they get these little catchphrases like, don't lose your head. Oh, don't lose your head, Bob. They get those catchphrases from knowing what they've done symbolically. They know that they can't touch us physically and celestially. So they do things like that. They mess up material things because they know that we are eternal. We're going to keep going and going and going. Fill up out of one flesh body right into the next. A lot of them can't do that. So this is the last stand, basically. They've lost a leg. They've lost a foot in the game, a foot in the race. You ever heard that saying, you lost a foot in the race?
Mm-hmm.
That's what was symbolic about the people losing their foot and losing their leg. See, they losing a major part of their stronghold because they are bringing down white supremacy, and they have to do it because now Islam is taking over. And they say they can't allow it to take over. So by all means, now, you know that there's some truth in what I'm saying. Anytime you got the Russian government working in collaboration with the United States government ahead of time, and not only ahead of time, but now that this incident has happened, they going and arresting folks and locking people up. They locking these people up, like anyone who they feel is tied to it. But they already knew where these people were. They already knew. So being that they already knew, don't fall for the okie though. They already knew because they had already planned on doing it. They said, okay, we already know these two young men want to go and bomb something. Now, this is what they're putting out there. Okay. We know these two men want to go bomb something. Okay, so what we're going to do is get there ahead of time, and we're going to play some bomb-sniffing dogs out there because they already had bomb-sniffing dogs out there. Okay, the dogs did not sniff out the explosives. How can they not sniff out your explosives, right? Maybe they were commanded not to sniff out those explosives because I found out from someone that trains dogs that certain dogs are trained to sniff out certain explosives. And you have some dogs that's trained not to sniff out certain explosives, or they're taught to ignore one explosive and only go look for a different kind. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like how if you train a dog, you have a dog that you have trained. This is the way it was explained to me. You have a dog that you have trained, and let's say you have a piece of property, and your property stretches about 5 miles wide. And in this property, you set up certain booby traps, but you put a signature odor on your booby trap, then your dog is not going to alert you to your explosives that you already have set up there and booby trapped there. So those belong to you. They're just going to avoid those. But they'll go to any other explosives that don't have that signature odor. Do you understand what I'm saying, Ms. Beverly?
Right, yeah.
So this is basically what took place there. They know what took place there. They know what happened, okay? There was a woman that was on the news. They had went to her place to buy fireworks. And the first comment she said, this is a white woman, first comment she said was, yeah, they bought these fireworks for me, but them fireworks, the particular ones they bought, wasn't strong enough to cause the type of damage that those bombs caused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to puzzle with that. Now, this is what she said on the news. It was on one of them, CNN or Fox, one of them, but she was on there, the woman where they went and bought some of the explosives,
right.
Well, some of the firecrackers from. Okay, so here it is. You got Alex Jones done did his investigative work. You got Glenn Beck done did his investigative work. And one side is saying one thing, and then they side is saying another thing, but they both right. They both right. That's just like if I know, okay, look, I know you got to try to come burn down my enemy's house, or I want to make it look like you done made it worse than what it. I already know you coming to burn the house down the day before. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go pour some extra gasoline around that house and make sure it really burned down real good. But you ain't going to know that I crept through the house the day before and added some extra gasoline. So whereas you only wanted to burn down your kitchen and get $2,000 or $3,000 from your insurance company, I done ran the gas through the whole house and done burned your whole house down. But you wasn't expecting all that. Now, as far as what they showed on the news, right, all they showed was two gentlemen walking down the street with a backpack. They ain't show no bomb. They ain't show nothing but a backpack. Now, about a year ago, I did a whole lot of posting and blogging about these backpacks. How these backpacks are going to be key, these backpacks. All you're going to hear them saying is backpack. Backpack is a code. So basically when they were saying that they had the backpacks on, they was initiating another sale. Okay, another event that'll take place. They activating a new event because the backpack was the password. We spoke about this about a year ago. I was telling people that the backpack, always listen out for that word backpack. Okay, so now they say the two men in backpacks. Now, the one brother's backpack was flat and the other brother's backpack was a little chubby. Okay, but all they showed was these two men walking down the sidewalk in a backpack, one bent over maybe the tie shoe or something. But they fixated on these two individuals because they already knew. They already knew. So the thing about it is, what if they had been joking around about it or pondering it? And then they didn't really actually do it. Then you have to say, okay, well, who did it? And, well, why? And then they say the young man ran his brother over with a car. Then they show the young man getting out of a boat, a young man getting out of a boat, because you don't know who it was. Ain't like you could zoom in and see the face. So what alerted me was the two main things they kept discussing is his wife, one of them that died wife, converting. Mm-hmm. And the school wouldn't allow anybody to say nothing negative about her, but she was an exemplary student. Okay, so this homegrown white American girl, see, when they wouldn't let them say nothing negative about her, I automatically knew she was a Caucasian. She got some type of Caucasian blood, but they wouldn't let nobody say nothing negative about her. I was just at the courthouse earlier today. Give an example of that. I was just at the courthouse earlier today, and the McNeil cases of the case about the little girl that got sold and killed here in North Carolina, Shania Davis, okay? He's finally, the black guy's finally standing in front of the judge and finally telling the truth about what happened to the little girl. So he basically said he had went to the hotel, he had did a little drugs, he had sold the little girl to a white couple. They left with the little girl. He didn't kill the little girl. Okay? Now, the news broadcaster's out there speaking what he said in court. So when the one broadcaster was talking about how he said he sold the child to a wealthy white couple that left with the child, they radioed back to that cameraman and made that news broadcaster change that statement to, he went to the hotel, he got high, he claims he did not leave with the minor child, someone else did. I stood right there and watched this go down. They made her change that so quick. Because you still have some that are trying to preserve it. You know, with our people, we have to learn the differences in the big dogs and the puppies. The puppies are the people that run and control management positions or supervisor type positions at these companies. The big dogs are the presidents and the ones that pull the strings, the purse strings, the ones that get the funding and the money for these networks, the ones that are the owners. Those are the big dogs. The little dogs are the ones that's in management position, in the position to tell that anchor woman, you're going to have to change that. We don't want to word it that way. Change it and just say that he didn't leave with the minor child and leave the rest of that out.
Right.
And that's because the person on the opposite end more than likely was a white supremacist. And that's why he told her to change it. But irregardless, it doesn't matter because the truth is getting ready to start coming out. The truth is getting ready to start coming out. And it's a lot of things morally that's going on with people, the sickening that's going on with people anytime you can molest a baby and have sex with a child. I mean, it's just on a whole nother level. So a lot of people, it's time for a lot of people to go. And they are on their last leg. A lot of them are on their last leg. A lot of these white supremacists stay on their last leg. They're losing their money because the government done attacked them and took their money. They got to get rid of these religious organizations because these religious organizations is backing them and giving them money. A lot of these churches is operating under white supremacy, under a blanket of getting tithes and offerings from their members and supporting militia groups. A lot of this stuff is taking place. Now, this thing with Islam is definitely getting ready to go down. They got to let it go down. And then that's why in the beginning they said they didn't give him his Miranda rights, but now all of a sudden they done gave him his Miranda rights. But they got all this information from Russia. That should tell everybody right there they working together. They all on the same team. They all working together. They are all working together. All of them is right. All of them was there, and all of them is right. Okay, I'm done with that.
Oh, okay, so Alex Jones in his picture, he showed the backpack, and you know how they was budging that they could have had the pressure cooker in it. So who put the? I mean, did these guys put the bomb down, or was it the military guys that Alex Jones showed in his picture?
But see, this is the thing, though. You can see a backpack, but you can't see no pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see a pressure cooker. I saw a backpack.
Right.
But I didn't see a pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
So in the court of law where you have due process, see, they don't really have any evidence against these boys. That's why his lawyer told him shut up. They have nothing. They have nothing. Now, unless they can show the surveillance of a satellite signal that x-rayed his body and x-rayed that backpack and showed it, then, yeah, they got a leg to stand on. But literally, they don't have a leg to stand on with this. And them boys, that boy's going to walk. He's going to walk. He's been, what they call it, when you've been crucified in public opinion as far as the media. But, Beverly, when you look at the evidence, they have none. You know how many people go to New York City or go to any major city where they have a big event going on. You barely can see. You can walk in every 20th person is gonna have a backpack on. So many people travel with backpacks or go to functions like that with backpacks. They pack a lunch, especially if they know it's gonna be an all day thing. He could have had a gallon of water in there. A gallon of water would take up the same amount of space as a crock pot. They didn't really show a crock pot in there. They didn't really show a bomb in there. They showed a backpack. They didn't show a bomb. And if it was supposed to have been two bombs, then why was the brother's backpack so slim? And even if it was thick or chubby or whatever, he could have had a gallon of water in there as well. And now you have all this propaganda coming from Russia. See, something ain't right. You got Russia saying, we told you about them. We warned you about them. See, that's a code in itself. That's a signal in itself. That's a signal like, okay, we already told y'all. Meaning, in other words, we stand with y'all. We're going to get rid of these white supremacists over here, too. That's what they was letting everybody know. They all got to go. All of them that deal with white supremacy, all these religions that deal with white supremacy, Islam included, certain branches of Judaism deal with white supremacy. They get ready to close the circle on white supremacy. That's where the problem is coming in at. In order for them to go to the next level of space travel and dealing with the different knowledge that's able to come to them, they have to get rid of it. They have to get rid of it. Now, before there have been foreign terrorists, but now they're going to change the game and dealing with this domestic type terrorist. They want to branch him, you know, label him as a domestic terrorist. Because he did get his citizenship. So they're going to change some laws now. It's a lot of different things they're going to do now that's going to affect people's privileges. Because like I said, you don't have no real true rights. You got privileges. A right is being able to wake up and you can walk the streets and ain't got to worry about somebody harassing you because you got brown skin. When you can live in a environment like that, that's because you have a birthright because your ancestors have paved the way and warred and fight and shed blood to make sure that when somebody see you, they're going to respect you. Or they're not going to try certain things with you that they'll try with someone else. That's a right. Like a birth-giving right. We got to get back into having rights instead of having privileges. Because right now, everything that they are doing, they're doing it so they can take away your privileges. See, everyone's saying, they can take away our rights. But they're thinking about R-I-G-H-T-S, not R-I-T-E-S. You understand what I'm saying, Ms. Beverly?
Mm-hmm.
All of our people have to get on a higher level of thinking about this here, about what's really taking place here, because it ain't necessarily going to affect us, it's going to affect them more than anything, but the thing about it is the more that it's affecting them, the more they're starting to lash out and clown and act a fool.
Now, you keep saying they are against the white supremacists. Who is they?
It's a new type of, like, when they talk about the new world government, it's like a legion of these new rulers that are ready to take evolution of the human, of the man, basically, mankind, to the next level. And it don't even necessarily have anything to do with us. You know, it does, but it doesn't. It's kind of like if you give birth to, you have a child, and you have to give that child room to grow and learn. They still at their learning stage. So you got a child that done went from walking to wanting to drive a car. They've been walking for the last 6,000 to 10,000 years. They ready to drive a car now. They ready to do some serious You know, they've been exploring and doing space travel, exploring, but they haven't started doing the Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is when you invite a friend, a foreign friend, over to a house, and y'all all sit and eat dinner together, break bread together. See, as it is now, the way that people are now, it can't be done. They got to get rid of some folks. They got to get rid of a lot of people. And I speak about it, like in the 10-10 prophecy, I spoke about how the famine was going to take place. And they had an article that they had on Yahoo today about how in Somalia the famine had risen up to 250,000 lives have been lost just since the beginning of this year from famine. 250,000 people. So it has all the 30 million has already started.
What about the Zion, the Jews? Are they playing a role in this?
Oh, definitely. But see, the thing about it is the ditch you dig for somebody else, you better be careful. Oh, what a tangle where we weave when first we practice to deceive.
See,
a lot of the white supremacists that's out here now, right, are Jewish. Yes. Yeah, that's why when you sit and you really study the Holocaust, see, let's take it back to the Holocaust since you brought that up. Think about the Jews that were getting killed versus the ones that wasn't getting killed. Then think about how they started getting killed in the first place. First of all those places where they were, they went to those places willingly. In ancient times, you had a portion of time where they actually were dispersed when, you know, the different wars and stuff took place between them, and they actually were dispersed and dismantled, and they had to separate and, you know, be chased to and fro. But thousands of years later, several of them, you know, they went on their own to these different places. They ventured out. They wanted to try it out. You know, they went there. A lot of them went there, tried to start businesses, tried to work and start their lives. And I have a friend of mine that's a Hebrew Israelite. We spoke about it at length about 7-8 years ago. And we both were speaking about how there are a lot of misconceptions and a lot of mistruths about what really actually happened in the Holocaust. You know, they were trying to basically kill off that black gene, that black bloodline that was in Judaism. So those rich relatives that the more ethnic ones was having to call home to and get borrow money and get loans from them and stuff like that to get by to the next paycheck, they started getting life insurance policies on them. Then when they got killed during the Holocaust, they cashed in on it and got that land over there in Palestine where they're at right now fighting over. That's how they got that land, off the blood of their dead, deceased relatives. But you have to say which ones was they killing. They were killing off the ones that was, you know, the ones that was more ethnic looking. But you had a lot of the ones that was ethnic looking. They was the ones that they could tell they had, like, Nubian bloodline in them. They were going over there and doing some of the same things that people do now. You know, they were changing their hair color and changing, dyeing their hair and bleaching their skin and, you know, dressing more Europeanized and stuff. They wasn't dressing in their traditional clothing and things of that nature. And so the ones that was, you know, they just wasn't having it. They planned that war and they did what they needed to do, and they got that land over there now that they got from off of that. So what's taking place now is they're helping. It's like people want to know, why is it that this country helps Israel so much? That's like their pet project. That's like Israel is a junior to the United States. That's like a junior. When they talk about the father and the son, they're talking about this country here built off of white male supremacy. And now they're raising up a junior over there in Israel, basically. The same way they came over here and settled on this land and took the land from the people that were here, the settlers, the people that was already here living here, is the same thing that's taking place in Israel right now. So it's like that's their son or their daughter that they're raising up. And that's why that's symbolically why they help them so much, because they're learning and critiquing and perfecting same exact method that was used to start this country over here with the democracy and all of those things that are taking place. The freedom is mainly about the democracy, though, that's taking place over there in Israel right now. So this was a plan that had everything to do with that, and not, it's two different forms of supremacy. See, the white supremacy that they're getting rid of is the good old boy system, the rednecks and stuff like that. All them got to go. The male chauvinism, the male dominant rule, all that type of stuff has got to go. They're getting rid of all that. And all religions are included in that. So this next phase, it ain't going to be about no worshiping and all that. Ain't going to be about that. They about to get rid of all that. And they're using these different excuses so that they can have a reason to pry into your personal life, to come into your home. When the thing happened with Boston, they was going to people's houses and just trampling and walking through people's houses, right? This is the thing. When they were doing those walkthroughs, it ain't have nothing to do with them trying to find that young man. It had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with them putting you on the list. They sized up everybody who was there. When they went in your house, if they saw you had crosses on the walls and pictures of white Jesus on the walls and stuff, they marked you in a certain category. They come there and they see Confederate flags hanging on your wall, swastikas hanging on your wall, pictures of Hitler. They place you in a certain category. They come to your house and they don't see nothing but regular standard abstract art, fine arts and literature books, nothing dealing with no kind of religion or none of that. They put you in a whole separate category than these people with these ideas. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, it seems like
they have to try. They're trying to kill the idea. They're trying to kill the idea. So when they went in those homes, there was, you know, they had that one agent that was dressed in them fatigues that literally was going from house to house and gathering intel. They're gathering intel. So it didn't necessarily have anything to do with, okay, we going house to house and look for this guy because we need to find this guy. Trust me, they already knew where the hell he was at. They already knew where he was at. He had his cell phone with him and was calling his uncle that was all on the news crying and carrying on and yelling and fussing and pleading his love for the country and everything. They already knew where that young man was. They had him pinged in on that cell phone and knew what he was. But they wanted an excuse to be able to go from house to house, walk through every part of your house, because you got some people that's into some stuff. But when you would never know it, because when you come into their house, they don't show all that, but go in their basement. You'll see all kind of swastikas and rebel flags and Viking flags and everything you can think of down there. Might even have a dominatrix room down there. But upstairs, everything just looked nice and pretty, little flowers and born stuff and, you know, just Sunday paper and a few little forest paintings behind the couch and, you know, versus when you really get to look through somebody's house. They went and was looking through those people's houses and they were profiling everybody. It was placing people in categories. And they get ready to do it from city to city. And don't be surprised if the next city don't be Chicago. They got to go from each major city and do this. They trying to tally up, you know, how many they really have to deal with. How much resistance are they being met with when they open the door and the fatigue is standing there and saying, "I need to check your home." You see what I'm saying? They trying to see how much resistance they being met with. So this was all a test. This was all just a test run for something bigger that they planning later.
And see, that's why they have all of those Russia soldiers over here.
Yes. And see, the thing about it is they didn't want to murder. See, if they really wanted to kill, they could have used those bombs. They could have killed. They could have added more ball bearings. They could have did all kind of stuff to kill people. They could have laced it with certain stuff that could have killed people. They didn't do that. They just wanted to injure, to maim. They created injuries. But there wasn't a whole lot of loss of life that there could have been. You see what I'm saying? That's why it didn't make any sense. You won't, first of all, let me go there. I want y'all to think about this, too. They college students. Well, one of them was a college student. Okay. College students know when they get financial aid. That's one of the main things when you go to college, you know, how much money you got to get, you know, about scholarships, you know, you learn about financial aid. That's the main thing, that check, that refund check. Why would they set those bonds off? Care if there was a marathon going on. Why would they set them off and they broke as hell and can't leave, don't have an exit strategy? That shit don't make no sense. It would have made more sense if they would have waited till like maybe a week or two after they got their refund check from their tuition check from school, don't you think? Mm-hmm. You think about that for a second, Miss Beverly. Why would they do it and they broke? So broke to the point where they got to run up to somebody and rob them for their car because their car run out of gas. You got to go to the 7-Eleven and hold up the 7-Eleven for a Slurpee and some potato chips. It don't make any sense. You going to bomb something like that? You got money to produce the bomb, but you ain't got money to leave, to get in the car with a full tank of gas and haul ass? I mean, I don't understand that. That's not, no. Because if that was the case, what was the urgency? Why did it have to be during the Boston Marathon? Why did it have to be during the marathon period? Why did it have to be right then? You mean to tell me y'all couldn't wait about 2-3 months and get the damn refund check? And then ball out of control like that? I mean, come on now. None of that makes any sense at all, especially by him being a college student. Especially that. You have to think of the mind of when you was in college and didn't have a job or was struggling and had to sit and wait for that check to come, or how happy you was when you got it. Why would they do it while they broke? He's a full-time college student. He wouldn't do it when he's about to get a refund check. I don't. Then he can have the money to leave and escape and go up to New York and do these other bombings that they're talking about. He's going to do it right now while he's broke and ain't got enough gas money to move. Now, if they planned on bombing New York after the Boston bombing, if they planned on bombing New York, first of all, you're not going to bomb one place and you ain't even got enough gas money to get to the next place. How they was going to get to New York to do the bombing in New York if they just had the gas money? See, so you have to you catch them in the lie right there. Or they was going to bomb New York, but you just said that they was broke, didn't have no money, and had to rob somebody to try to get some gas money. why would they do that? And he's a college student and about to get a refund check from financial aid. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
Right. So basically, you're saying that they did all of this to attack the white supremacy, plus to change the laws like they did when 9/11 came.
Yes, they're trying to get rid of Islam because Islam. Okay, this is the thing. Okay, this is what I want y'all to think about. What's worse? I want you to picture this. What would be a worse personality to deal with? Middle Eastern Islamic fanatic or a homegrown white supremacist Caucasian redneck who done converted to Islam fanatic? Choose the lesser of two evils. I want y'all to think about that. Think about the mind state, the type of mentality and the behavior of these white supremacists over here, and then I want you to tack it to they no longer are Christians, they're now trying to be Muslims. They found their way and they want to be, they want to study under Islam, and Islam is the way. Then I want you to evolve that thing by about 30, 40 years. I want you to think 30, 40 years in the future of a white supremacist, redhead, Bucky and Bill, homegrown cracker here in the United States that's been raised up on the history of slavery and how their great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy used to crack the whip and go to the cabin and rape the goddess and all that, and then attack some Islam on top of that. The behavior of the Islam that takes place over in the Middle East with the stoning and the raping of the little girls and making the little girls be married by the time they're 10 years old and shit like that. I want y'all to think about that for a minute, to think about the lesser of two evils. Because the blacks that's practicing Islam right now, they just perpetrating, as far as I'm concerned. They doing something because they done seen somebody else do it, and somebody else done told them that this is the way and the light and the truth, and this is the way it's supposed to be. But I'm talking about homegrown, Caucasian, white, good old American pie, hot dog eaten at the baseball game on a Saturday, crackers that's starting to practice Islam. And project that thing 40 years from now. Y'all think about how serious that's going to be. Because that's what's taking place. That's exactly what's going on. And it's scaring these fools to death. It's scaring them to, man, they are so, they're starting to panic now. They're in panic mode right now.
Now, when you say they, who are you talking about in panic mode?
Oh, that government, they in panic mode. Because it's happening too. See, it's more civilians that are severe, like it's more little people than it is big people. More puppies than big dogs. They didn't have too many puppies. Okay, you got one big dog, a female dog that can give a litter of 12 puppies. So it's just the daddy dog and the mama dog. They done gave birth to 12 puppies. Now you multiply that, let's call it puppy household. You multiply that by a million puppy households where each one of them gave birth to 12 puppies. And these puppies that's coming up have no respect, no nothing for their mama, the mama dog or the daddy dog. Because they know that it's more of them than the adult. They're going to get ate alive. This is what's taking place. And see, religion up until this point has been used as like a pacifier. It's been used as a psychological type of training, like a psychological type of leash that they keep around people's neck to keep people in control of their actions, to keep people kind of in control of that animalistic type nature that they may have, to be a straight-up killer. right now they're suppressing it with meds. They're giving all these different people different kinds of medication, antidepressants and all that, trying to keep people calm. Everybody got to take a pill for this and a pill for that. They're trying to keep people calm. It's not working anymore. These drugs ain't working no more. So when they get sick of the drugs, they go to stronger forms of religion. Christianity wasn't working for them no more, so they had to get something a little bit more radical, a little bit more fierce, a little bit more over the top. So then they go to switching to Islam and being Jehovah's Witness, and you know they go to being all kind of other stuff.
Well, before we go continue the conversation, I have a couple of people that's on the line here. I'm going to go to area code 718-515. 718-515. Okay, let's try 917.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Earlier, I thought I heard you trying to say, I know that the gentleman who was place with the so-called bombing is a pawn. I mean, everything looked like a movie set to me. I don't even really believe anybody got injured. I think it was just all a play or film unfolding before our eyes. But just so you know, the gentleman who they pinned with the crime, he is not white. He is from a section of Russia. It's called Chechnya. And
I didn't
in
say
that
he was
section
white.
Of Russia. Oh, okay.
I didn't say he was white.
Oh, okay.
I said the young man who was killed, his wife is Caucasian or some form of a bloodline of a Caucasian.
Oh, okay, because in that section of Russia,
yeah, from Chechnya,
they're considered
from
black.
Russia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're considered as black, and actually the Russian name for them is black asses in Russian. So they're actually being treated badly by white supremacists in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Sort of, kind of. I understand what you're saying, because they have them over in Turkey as well.
Yes.
They have
them
over in Turkey as well, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about their idea of their belief system as far as them being into Islam.
But
there are two totally different types of white supremacy that I'm talking about. That's why I said there are two totally different kinds of white supremacy that I'm talking about, and that particular branch of white supremacy they're trying to get rid of.
I got you. I think it's kind of dealing with,
I want you to understand where I'm coming from. It's kind of like dealing with the David and the Goliath. It's kind of dealing with, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Okay, you got this new age form of white supremacy, and then you got the old school form of white supremacy that say that Moses went on top of the mountain and broke out two rocks, and these are the Ten Commandments. You got those white supremacists, and then you have the other white supremacists, the ones that went into our temples over in Kemet and learned how to break into slavery, how to master slavery. So you have two different forms of white supremacy. The one they're trying to get rid of is the old school form. The old school form is the one that's connected to all of these different religions that are around here.
But I think they're all one and the same. I think the powers that be has made it look very.
But they're on a lower level. They're on a lower level, and those are the ones that have to go.
But I think that's an illusion. I think that we've always given them more credit than they've deserved.
Okay, then.
Because these white trash white people that are racist, they don't have any real power, and they're being fucked over just like poor black people are. The only difference is, as if I become rich,
really?
They still can treat me terrible because I'm black. You know, and they're like, well, she's a nigger and she's not deserving of how hard she worked for that money. Because I'm seeing a lot of poor white people that are being screwed, being in New York anyway. I don't know, you're in North Carolina.
Well, you know, you people from New York, y'all on a whole nother.
Well, I mean, I'm originally from Virginia, so I'm not an original New Yorker. And
even
I think
Virginia.
New York is more can be more racist than the South actually can be, because it's very subtle. It's not overt. I mean, I've actually experienced more racism here multiple times per week than I experienced my whole life in Virginia. And I've been here for almost 12 years. So, but, I mean, I think it's an illusion. I mean, yes, white, black people are treated badly, the world over, and we've been oppressed by those people, and they are the minority, not the majority. But I think when it comes to white supremacy, with the higher ups, if something is going to make them comfortable so that melanated people can't have it and it means fucking over a few of theirs that have less than they have, they will do it.
Well, a broke person would think that. Not the wealthy. That's not how the wealthy think.
All right, we can agree to disagree. I see some things, you know, and I've done some research, and potato, potato.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about it is with them, because you made a statement about the numbers. They outnumber. We outnumber them.
I know we do. We're melanated people population.
Everybody knows that. This is the point, though. As far as physical bodies, physically, as far as a physical body, yes, and as far as characteristics and nationalism and ethnicity, genetically, yes. We outnumber them, yes. But their idea, their mindset, and their personality, a lot of people of color have.
But that's
so you're thinking more along the lines. You're thinking more along the lines of the physical, not the psychological.
You said
it's not an argument because you said that we outnumber them, but you
yes,
did not factor
do
in. Factoring in those of us that think like them. The idea.
I know there's a lot of us that think like them. I don't deny that, even though I didn't bring it up. I know that one of the hurdles that we as melanated people must overcome is that we have to break free of this system that they put in place, but I mean that doesn't happen overnight. This has been going on for centuries. There are some of us who are waking up. I mean, I'm coming across a whole bunch of people that are like, you know, wait a minute, this is some bullshit right here. So I mean, that
okay,
just
but
takes
who
time.
Created it? Who created it and started
I know,
it? Right?
I know
that
they
who created it and started it.
No, those pale people.
No, honey, they learned it.
No, so you're talking about the original religion. I mean, I know.
I'm talking about the systematic breaking of turning humans or turning free-willing spirited people into slave mindset. That all came from us because we were the masters of making a slave. We were the masters of that. They took our knowledge and was able to use it against our own. That's what happened with that. They took our knowledge and used it against us. That's what happened with that. So everything that they learned, everything that they're doing right now, they learned it from us when they went over into our temple and were able to gather that knowledge and take it up out of there.
But
they
took
they
it and they morphed it into their own. They didn't practice it
exactly. They still got it from us. They got it from us. And what we have to do as melanated people, as Nubians, what we have to do is we have to acknowledge just how intelligent, the level of intelligence that we operated on, was on an extremely high level.
Mm-hmm.
And when they talk about stories about the shepherd, the good shepherd, and leading the lambs and feeding the animals and separating the animals so that they don't mate and overpopulate, that has everything to do with mankind that we created and the rules that we applied to that. Those same rules that they are applying, those same laws, the same blueprint they are applying to our people and to people all over the planet right now, because it's us and then it's them. You got those that still paying the light bill and those that you got, like I said, you got this man behind a damn computer pressing in zeros, adding more zeros because they got lines of credit because they have those rights, RITES, not RIGHTS. So we have to get in the mind frame and the knowledge of knowing there's a difference between having a body, a flesh body, and then having an eternal soul and a mind that travels. from generation to generation through reincarnation, through life. Not necessarily, oh, well, it's a million white people and then it's 30 million black people. No, that's not, because you got, out of the 30 million black people, you got the 30 million that's sitting up trying to be, 20 million of them is trying to be like this one million over here. Perpetrate, trying to be something that they ain't, trying to be something. They got that mind and that idea. It's just like if I brainwash you into, I start in a cult, and then I brainwash you into my belief, and then you go have 12 little babies, and then you brainwash them 12 little babies to have the same belief that I implanted in you, and then those 12 little babies, they go out, and each one of them has 12 more babies, so then it's 144 that I done implanted that idea into, and you're keeping it going and multiplying it. That is what has happened. You go over into Africa right now, Africa, Christianity is the strongest religion in Africa right now. Not Islam. Christianity. It's these ideas, these different ideas. You got Islam, you got Christianity, two in the same. It's the idea. You walk up on the street and tell the person, you know, I'm not a Christian. 9 times out of 10, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. As soon as you say you non-religious, it's like, huh, what? You don't believe in God? What? Oh, you a heathen. It's the idea. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. They want to kill that idea, and that's why it's scaring them. It's scaring them that all these different Caucasians are starting to convert to Islam. It's scaring them because you're going from a higher level of white supremacy down to a lower level of white supremacy. Your actions is going to be different. Your behavior is going to be different. You know, it ain't going to be no more, we're going to go out in the field and fight it out. No, y'all going to start throwing stones at each other and cutting people's arms and limbs off and stoning women, burying, putting women in pits and filling it with dirt and then stoning them to death. You think they want to start, you think they want that to start happening over here? No. So they're going to do whatever they got to do, bomb whoever they're going to have to bomb and maim whoever they're going to have to maim to do whatever they're going to have to do to keep that from taking place. Because it's all about the idea. It ain't got nothing to do with the, you thinking on the lines of flesh bodies. And no, it's the idea. It's too many different people out here to have their mentality. That you got Boule niggas hate black people, they damn self. You got Muslim niggas that think they better than Christian niggas. It's the mindset. The mindset is crazy. People are literally losing their mind. They more religious than anything. They religious and ain't got a leg to stand. Ain't got nothing to stand on but that. But what somebody done told them or taught them or bred into them. We have to work past that and get past that.
We have another caller on area code 734-941.
Hi, how are you? I'm
Hi,
Cecilia.
Sister.
How are you doing?
How you doing?
Great.
Fine. Listen, I just listened to what you was talking about, you know, slavery and all that. But you also should have mentioned the Jim Crow era, because a lot of that's going on right now. It's never stopped.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it has never stopped. Willie Lynch neither.
And it's getting worse.
It's still taking place. And they keep taking and doing these different rituals.
Exactly.
Where they keep going and kidnapping our children and kidnapping our family members and using them for these different rituals that they do.
And just like that boy down in Clarksdale, Mississippi last month, that guy was running for mayor. Remember, he got killed. He's gay.
Yeah.
They still know who did it. They say some guy posted that did it, but I believe they paid that guy to do that to that guy. What they did, lynch him or did something to him, found him in the water?
Yeah, they burned him up in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about the same person.
Yeah, they burned him. Yes, they did. Uh-huh, down in Mississippi.
The gay guy, he was homosexual, openly homosexual.
Yes, uh-huh.
He was a Sigma Phi Beta, I think.
Right,
that's
they were so afraid
too.
He
that's
was going to
thing
be.
Too. I'm glad you know what, I'm glad you brought that up. Ooh, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's another thing too, Ms. Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
All these different Greek fraternal orders, watch and see how many of them start coming up in scandal. They got to break them down too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all coming out.
They got to break them down, too, because it's the idea. They have to get rid of the mind, the people that carry that idea. They have to start trying to kill them off and get rid of them. They got to break them. So they either going to break them financially or they're going to break them physically. That's what that's all about, maiming them people's legs and feet and all that. That was symbolic, just like that boy playing basketball and jumping from four feet in the air.
Ooh, Lord,
and breaking his legs.
Yes.
You know, it's all symbolic. They got to break the athletes. They got to break these different athletes that thinking they got it. And that one athlete, I don't remember his name, he played for the Saints, and he just sent his retirement letter to the Saints from atop the mountain over there in Mexico, that same mountaintop, that temple on that mountain, the same one that's mentioned in Horace Butler's book, When Rocks Cry Out,
mm-hmm.
and he speaks about that region and when rocks cry out about Christ truly coming from up there. So that's the true Jerusalem. Okay, so they, certain ones know what the truth is and they acting on it.
There's a lot of riches going on through all of them, NFL,
exactly,
NBA.
Exactly.
Too many riches going on, too much Illuminati going on everywhere. It's just terrible.
It's going on everywhere. They were talking about it today at that press conference at the courthouse where that little girl got murdered.
Right.
Used for one of them rituals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happening everywhere. But the main thing about what you just brought up about him was they planning on – that's one of the black branches they're planning on infiltrating is with these fraternal orders and these sororities and these black colleges.
They go all the way back to the Freemason, back to Benjamin Franklin.
Exactly. And as far as the Freemasonry, there was a young man in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a 24-year-old, stabbed some people up at a church.
Exactly.
And
I heard about that.
When the women was trying to calm him down, he was like, yeah, yeah, but you don't know about the Masons, though. You don't know about the Masons, though.
Mm-hmm.
They kept trying to calm him down and saying, you know, well, God will forgive you. He was like, yeah, but you don't know about the Masons. You don't know about the Masons. So all of these different organizations are starting to, different things are starting to come out that are like flags to let you know which different organizations
they're
going to come
out.
And
just like Trayvon Martin, do you know Cheney got his heart.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they was talking about how they feel like he had been used for organs.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my son wouldn't go missing all night, and I don't go look for him and find out where the hell he was at.
But he was going. His father initiating to one of the Masons too, wasn't he? His father,
Trayvon
Martin.
Yes.
But he didn't know they were going to
sacrifice
his son.
Him and his mama.
Right.
Because the mama got on TV and said it was a miracle. About that guy being able to get something about getting due process and the legal system. She said, oh, I just feel like it's America. And then she tried to straighten it up. No, you can't straighten it up.
Mm-mm.
You meant what you said the first time. You
exactly.
Let somebody kill my son. It ain't going to be no miracle.
You can't change. You can't make a first impression.
Somebody going to die. And first of all, ain't no way Zimmerman live in the same apartment complex as his father. And he didn't go down there and handle business. You done killed my son in cold blood. Like, I said, no.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we ain't got none that'll take one for the team no more. That don't exist no more. You got too
many NAACP, they talk about that's a big thing.
Ignorant
big
niggas around here. That's just, they speak out of turn. They speak mm-hmm. ignorant. They act ignorant. They really don't know nothing. And a lot of times I think these white folks got them on the payroll and set their ass up to just come out and just say stupid stuff to try to add more confusion or try to confuse people or try to, you know, it's crazy. Ain't no way. You the boy ain't had nothing but some Skittles, like for real.
Some
people can't be bought for anything. Some people like they little Cadillacs and they little, you know, credit card accounts and stuff. Some people like them.
Mm-hmm. They've been bought for longest. They had an NAACP ass to them. Do nothing for nobody. You paying to an organization for what?
And that whole situation with that is another example of them coming down on white supremacy. Because they had to get rid of that law, that stand your ground law. They
mm-hmm.
got to try to get rid of that.
Right, trying to get rid of
this case. goes down, they're going to be able to get rid of that.
What's
so
the black woman
ground.
Doing right now in Florida for the same thing that
yes,
she
20 years in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm,
Jacksonville,
right now.
Florida. And she didn't even do
around.
A stand your ground. They got her because she shot a bullet through the ceiling, and they claimed that her child was sleeping in that upstairs bedroom and could have gotten shot. So mm-hmm. that's why they gave her the time that they gave her. They told her to take a plea bargain for a year. But Florida's laws are set up against women, and they are set up to uphold them sorry-ass men that live down there.
In Louisiana, the same way. Louisiana haven't changed their laws either.
And I'm just being straight up with y'all. It's a situation whereas it's not set up to protect mothers and children.
Oh, no.
It's set up to protect men, these men that get down there and just, you know, it's not set up for women at all. She had went and got domestic violence counseling and everything because this man used to whoop her ass. And I don't even think he was supposed to be at the house.
Mm-hmm.
She had to put him out for whooping her ass. And the way the eviction process goes down there is so jacked up because they'll make the man still continue to stay in the house until the eviction process is done. They don't make them leave. So basically, they was basically allowing him to stay there and keep whooping her ass. She just couldn't deal with it no more. So she fired off a warning shot, and now she's doing 20 years for firing off a warning shot. But you didn't make this nigga go get his own goddamn house so he could stop whooping her ass in front
right.
of her kids.
He supposed to be not there.
When she got
20
years, she should have shot his ass since she got the time.
Thank you. She would have got
right.
the time if she just would have went on ahead and shot him. If she
right.
would have shot him, she would have got 10.
Mm-hmm.
If she would have shot him, she would have got 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the message they were sending to the rest of the women down there. You might as well go ahead and kill the nigga.
And the women ain't had no rights
anyway.
No more. You know, back in 1817, we didn't have no rights. Still ain't really got no rights. So
we still
women,
don't have
women
any rights. We got privileges, but they
yeah,
do.
We
got
no
rights
like
around here no more. Because we ain't shed no blood for none. We didn't. They knew during the Civil Rights Movement, when Martin Luther King and the rest of them stupid-ass niggas got out there with their singing and shit and marching and shit, they knew right then they had been already won. White supremacy had done won again.
Yeah,
so all of those
paid
singing
everybody
niggas,
off too.
They ready to kill off all them singing niggas, all the singing niggas and them pretty boys. They ready to kill them off.
Mm-hmm.
Now think it's a joke.
Well, DMX,
all these different
I
clergymen and
time.
All this, they can ready to kill them all off. They either gonna kill them or they gonna attack their money.
That's
they gonna keep attacking their money. Cause back when I did Beverly Show 2 years ago about the thing with the Winans, remember?
Oh yeah. Does that Michael Winans took all that money, that Ponzi scam?
They're gonna attack their money. They know these preachers is getting these insurance policies on these people and getting their money and getting them to put second mortgages and third mortgages on
their
homes.
I'm just waiting for them to be exposed.
Well,
all these preachers on top of these preachers now, they ain't nothing but it's like a corporation now. It's like one like a paper mill, a corporation. You don't get the understanding, you don't get the teaching. It's all like a corporation. You're supposed to be able to touch God. You're supposed to be able to talk to God. I talked to a pastor. You can't make an appointment. You want to talk to him. You got to talk to his assistant. Why can't I talk to you? Like Triumph Church. He got all these churches all around Detroit metro area.
Because he's a big dog and you a puppy.
And like I say, snakes in the pulpit. That's all I got to say.
Exactly. It all goes back to what I was saying. You got the big dogs and then you got the puppies.
Mm-hmm. The puppies on stream. You're right. And it's all going to come. I keep on saying.
The big dogs
come
know that the puppies outnumber their ass. So they're not going to invite you up on the hill with them. They want you to stay down there with the rest of the puppies. That way y'all can eat each other. Y'all not going to eat them. Y'all will eat each other. The weaker ones out of the puppies will be eaten or killed or beat up on.
Just like Bitch Baby.
They
long.
Up
we
at the top looking down at
members.
Everything. They up at the top looking down at everything. So that's what, you know, that's why I keep telling people these terms, God, Lord, those are titles. Those are ranks. Not you know, just individuals or ranks. That's the rank of the individual.
Right. And Christianity came years later
down.
Because it was all about Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam. That was the main religions back then. Christianity came later on.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell these people that, oh, yeah, no, go to take a world religion class and learn about those type of things. You're going to learn what religion was very powerful, just like Buddha. People don't know Buddha had a wife and a daughter, and he walked away from that, told his brother to watch his daughter, his wife and daughter, take care of them. He didn't want to be married anymore. Actually, Buddha was, he sacrificed for 12 years. He lived under a sabbatical for 12 years. He did not want a wife, did not want a daughter. He didn't want nothing. And I said, oh, Buddha was...
He stopped having physical desires.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know the whole story about Buddha. But like I said, those were the main religions back then. Christianity came years later. But you can't tell them that.
Later.
They are one-sided.
Christianity
well,
is a new religion for a new breed of mindset of people. That's why they got to kill the idea
right.
and the mentality. They have to kill the idea.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, nice talking to you all. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Okay,
bye-bye.
The number here is 347-215-8041, 347-215-8041, if you have a question or a comment for LaToya Jedi. Now, someone is asking, what is a... you know, a big event, when will it occur? And you want them, they want you to kind of give us a head up so we'll know what to look for. Like you had told us before about what was, there was something that was going to jump off in Waco, Texas.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
you know,
the Waco thing.
The laser. Now, I heard that they had a lawsuit against Monsanto, that the food company, that they have a lawsuit against them, and so they were basically blown up.
Oh, definitely, because when you look at the footage, there was a man and his son that had recorded it. When you look at the footage, you can see a missile or some type of fireball come in, from the left side of the TV screen and shoot. It didn't shoot outward. It came inward and shot. So, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But my take on the Waco thing is I think they went there to basically get rid of some of the disciples of that guy. John Koresh, the one that they killed there many years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why they attacked the plant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it was all about the plan. I think it was more so about getting rid of those disciples that was there. That they knew had something to see. You got to understand that not every person that was a part of that man's organization died that day.
Right.
A lot of them left ahead of time. You know.
And it was more people that died in Texas than died in the Boston, and they talked very little about Texas. It was a lot of people that got injured and killed in Texas.
Even if hypothetically, even if Texas was a strike from Korea or from one of these other people that holding up some type of ransom.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, if you don't do this, then we gonna do this. They would never tell nobody about it.
Mm-hmm.
They would never tell nobody about it. Because if you notice, right after that happened, all that talk about Korea got real quiet. Now all of a sudden everybody's ready to negotiate. You ain't heard nothing else about Korea.
And you could see it looked like it was a laser or a missile or something. And didn't
a fireball
send something up in space that had some kind of laser power to it?
Yes.
Because you had told us he was going to attack from out of space.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The media has not said anything else about Korea. Since the Waco thing has happened.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say to be on the lookout for something's going down in Chicago. What about Miami?
Definitely Florida. Florida.
Florida.
The Chicago region, yes. But as far as Florida, okay, this is the thing. That letter that Obama got with the ricin.
Right.
People need to start mailing their packages from home or go to, like, FedEx or, like, a little smaller location and start mailing their packages that way. Go to a supermarket, and they used to have the little drop boxes where you could ride around and go and drop your packages, drop your mail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they better start doing. Cause
what do you mean?
Major
don't put
post
them in the mailbox.
These big major post offices, I think
the
they're going to take a hit. Because this is the thing.
Okay.
They've been going back and forth about the post office this, the post office that. The post office is in this contract with the government. And it's costing the government a lot of money to run the post. Well, for the post office to be able to run, it's costing a lot of money because the government done put some type of fees on the post office or something of that nature. And it's just constantly in the news about the post office. Yes, but the post office helps them with their census. The post office helps them with the intel as far as who lives where. They may know that 8 people live in your house, but they might not know their name. They get that information from the post office. Another thing that is taking place, too, with the Internet. They're getting ready to, you know, like how the government can take a patent and use it for themselves. They're getting ready to do that with Microsoft. They're getting ready to try to do it anyway. So if y'all hear some stuff going on with Bill Gates, y'all already know what time it is. Because they got to control the Internet. They have to control all computer systems. They have to control everything that's ran by those computer systems fully, like 100%. They already got the geek squad together that's ready to take over.
Well, they just passed the law the other day dealing with the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they have to, the Internet is ran majorly by off of Microsoft. Like all the programs that are inputted, they have to have some type of gain, some type of control over the documented files and things of that nature. So they have to take that over if they haven't already done it. So I would just tell people right now, I'm avoiding post office. Because I had a vision years. I had a vision many, many, many years ago about these post offices, and ever since, I always use either FedEx or UPS. I try to avoid going inside big main post offices, like the big ones, like where the distribution centers are and stuff. I avoid those big ones. I go to the little small ones. I avoid the big ones. Because you never know where they're going to. You know, when they took another thing too, Vegas is going to, I think Vegas is going to be a hot spot to Vegas. You know, when they arrested that first guy, he was an Elvis impersonator. You know, so I think about Vegas and, you know, places like that, Nashville, places like that, have to be careful because the way they're setting things up, you could be anywhere at any time and something could pop off. So just all I can say is just keep your senses open, keep your eyes and ears open, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the people in your surroundings and the way that they're behaving. You know, when they send out
a large crowd, you know, that's kind of hard when you're dealing with, you know, a lot of people.
Not necessarily because I got hawk eyes. So I watch and look at every. I don't really like being in really, really crowded venues like that. The ones that I do go to are, you know, that's usually not something that would happen in the type of places that I go. But, like, different big concerts and outdoor events and things of that nature, you have to be careful. You're going to have to look around at people. The guy that just stabbed the people up at the church, the young lady that was sitting behind him, she said he was twitching and acting real antsy. A lot of time it takes some adrenaline to be going before somebody commits an act, so their adrenaline is going. So if you got somebody that is just standing there and just got a look on their face like they're just overwhelmed with emotion and they standing in one spot and they looking kind of like the bobblehead in a car, then you might want to get the hell away from them. You might want to, you know, get away and back away from that type. Or if you see, I've been in situations where I've seen six different people strategically positioned at six different spots, but you could tell that those six people were together because they kept making eye contact with each other. And they kept looking to make sure each one was in the proper place where they were supposed to be. So body language, I'll say a lot of times, it'll do some good to study body language, study, observe people. Sit and just observe people. Watch people. Watch them from a distance. You got to be right there, like up on them. They got cameras and camera phones where you can zoom in and watch stuff from a distance. Watch people. I remember back in the day they had this event in Atlanta called Freaknik. And I went to Freaknik one year. And that's all I did the whole time was sit in the car and just watch and observe people. I wasn't even concerned with the partying. The girl I was with, she was more so concerned with partying. I used that opportunity to actually watch and observe people's behavior. You know, and you know, I learned a lot just from that, and that was years ago. But anytime I go to any widespread event, I actually observe people, or I'll take my camcorder. When I went to the Essence Festival, I took my camcorder, and I would record, like, the crowds, and then I would go back and analyze what I had recorded. And you pick up on a lot of stuff. So with this information age that they have now, every cell phone damn near has a camera on it. And that camera is always working. Whether you have it turned on or not, that camera is always working. Your phone is nothing more than a speaker. They're always listening. Even when you got it turned off, they still listening. Even when you take the battery out of the back of it, they still listening. Because all the phones have internal batteries. So, yeah, it may be off to you. It may be out of service to you, but it ain't out of service to them.
Now, what about flying, you know, riding in the airplane?
Oh, definitely. The air, I would avoid that. I would avoid that. I would definitely avoid that. I would drive 9-10 hours before I will fly. Now, that's just me. Because I had that vision that I had about 3 months ago about those planes having problems landing or being forced to land. And the one plane I had in the vision of, it landed in the water. And then up under the bridge, there were two more planes up under the bridge where it landed at. Where the water, where it landed at, there were two more under the bridge. So that let me know it's going to be three planes going to have those issues. But that was 3 months ago when I was discussing that about the planes, about avoiding flying. If they still want, they can subscribe to the 10-10-10 prophecy
and how
manual. At my Gmail, it's Mrs. LaToya Jedi Jackson at gmail.com. That's MrsLatoyaJedijacksoN at gmail.com. And what I'll do is start sending them the, you know, the bulletins as I, you know, have the visions and see these things. The first edition of the 10-10-10 prophecy is already ready, so I basically send them the downloads for it once they send the $55 confirmation number for the money pack. I'll send them, email them the downloads for the first edition. And second edition, we're still finishing editing that. That should be done by next weekend. But it's a lot of things I've had to add to the first edition. Just this week, I've had to make some additions to it and you know, send it off to them. But there are so many things that are starting to break loose. A lot of massive, like, landslides, sinkholes, water sprouts.
Right.
Definitely water sprouts. I saw that, where there's going to be just large amounts of water just springing up out of the earth. And the water's going to be colorful water, too. It ain't going to be one color. It's going to be colorful water. You know,
is that coming from
a lot of
chemical?
These, no, different portals that are opening.
Oh, okay.
Here on the earth. It's different. A lot of different, these different gates are being opened, like in that show Stargate, when they would show all these different Stargates. A lot
right.
of these gates are being opened around here, man. This place is full of them. It is full of them. It is full of them. And I had a channel from the deer population had channeled mm-hmm. me. And there's something that's getting ready to take place basically with the deers. The deers have gotten a certain level of intelligence now. The animals in the forest.
Okay.
Put it this way. We live in a day and an age where instead of hunting for hide just to keep you warm and food to eat, they game hunting. So because they game hunting, they doing all kind of sophisticated stuff now. They got the big old chairs out there. They got the surveillance cameras up in the trees with the heat signature stuff on it. So you got these different animals that's starting to come into contact with technology that they ain't supposed to come into contact with. Okay, so these different animals have started coming into contact with human technology. And that's the difference between handling a domesticated animal and handling a wild animal. Because now these wild animals, they know that man put those cameras up in them trees. So they looking at the camera, looking in the lens of the camera, like, what is this? They taking and breaking it down off the tree and then going showing it to their animal friend, relatives and stuff. Y'all, what is this? So then you got different species of animals in a forest now that are natural enemies to each other. But they all sitting around in a circle congregating about what is this camera here. You got a bear that done went and pulled the camera off the tree. He done sat the camera down on the ground. He done called over other animals. The hell is this thing here? You see this thing? It got this lens thing. I mean, it's tapping the lens and everything. And the people on the other side sitting there watching it thinking that it's funny. Look at the bear. The bear done took the camera down. Oh, look at him. Look at him. But they not paying attention to the fact that the deer's done walked up, the little rabbits done walked up,
squirrels gonna come walking up, the birds and the raccoons, like a Bambi movie. Looking at, see, that's intelligence right there.
Right.
They done stopped fighting for 5 minutes to try to figure your ass out. That's why these different gaming police and stuff be coming up out the woods like, you can't do that, you can't do that. Yeah, they done already started. Animals done started evolving. They done started evolving. They were already evolved at one point in time, but then they had to be forced to lay dormant so that man could, you know, have dominion and be over them. But they starting to wake back up. You know, so the animal behavior is about to be something else too. Mhm.
And then, you know, I could see where they were hunting, like you say, for food and clothing, but now it's just the hunt, just to kill, just for the sports of it.
And that's because if they wasn't hunting the animals, they would be killing humans, and some of them still kill humans anyway. They still kill mankind anyway. They still kill two-legged walking animals anyway. They're going to do it. Like they, you know, is way more serial killers than what they put on the news. You don't even hear about them. They had one here. He worked at a car wash here that offered, the car wash also offered oil changes. And it was across the street from a Kmart. And what he would do is when the women would come in to get an oil change and they would go in the waiting area, he would take the key off the key ring, walk over to the Kmart and get a key cut. Come back. He already got your address because your registration is in your car. So he already got your address. He know where you live. Plus, he got a key. He had done killed 5, 6 women before they realized what was going on. Did that make the news? Nope.
Well, what is going on with all of these children that are coming up missing? A lot of black children are coming up missing. Has it been this much all the time, or has it increased, or it's just being more publicized?
What they need
not
to start
in,
doing
not in the main
is,
media is more on Facebook and internet, things like that.
Two things they need to stop doing. One is stop thinking that they just done took the people so they could rape them and molest them and kill them. The organ market is huge.
That's the young
organ. That's why I said for people to stop posting their business on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop posting if you're an organ donor. Stop posting where you are, that you're at the Chili's on the corner of Main Street and Fifth. Stop posting that stuff. Because, see, a person that works in the medical field have access to your medical records. I'm a surgeon, and I know that, you know, John Doe over here needs a kidney. But he on this long-ass donor list and don't want to wait. But he got $1 million. He'll pay me for a kidney. All I got to do is find him a match. You have certain people that have a universal blood type. All they got to do is go in them records, find somebody got that universal blood type who may be a match, and then they're going to meet you at Chili's. You got a whole lot of doctors that'll meet somebody at Chili's for $1 million, as bad as the economy is. You got people losing houses, cars, and everything else. But then you got these big dogs at the top that got enough money where they can pay for that. They got children that are sick, that have kidney diseases, and grandchildren that are sick, that who born with deteriorating bodies. And they need these organs.
So they kidnap a lot of them for organs. Now, the second thing that they need to stop doing is this. If you know you have a child of that's going through puberty, stop thinking that your child is not going to explore, you know, being human and all that, being in this physical body and all that comes along with it. Some parents smother their children so much with protection, they don't let them go anywhere, don't let them do anything. So sometimes these children just up and leave. You have some children that are, they want to express their sexuality and cannot, because some of them may be bisexual or gay, and so they decide to leave. You have some that are forced to go to college for a trade or a career that they really don't want to do, but the parents are forcing them to practice in those majors and stuff, and they will leave just to have their own peace, you know. So not everybody come up missing because they being snatched, but a lot of them being snatched for organs. But not all of them are coming up missing, you know, because someone has done something to them. Some of them, depending on what age they are, they coming up missing because they choosing to come up missing. Their home life may be horrible. They may have a parent that don't talk to them but talks at them. They might have a parent that never have a, or a grandparent or a relative that never have a nice word to say to them. They may not feel loved. So because they don't feel loved, they wind up with surrogate family members, people they bring on as family, and relocate with them, not knowing that it may place them in danger. You know, but you got some kids will run away and stay gone for 10 years and then come back home. You know, like nothing ever happened. They just had to get the hell away from everybody. So you have some situations that are like that, but then you have other situations where the child is in danger, where they may have been taken for organs, or they may have been taken because someone has a sexual, is a sexual deviant and have some issues sexually, which that's another thing that needs to be put under control. It's like, I don't understand why all these different people, that they just have like this sexual tangent about children. And they got to have the sorriest dick in the world to be a grown man wanting to have sex with a child. So maybe they need to sit down somewhere and figure out what to do with their sorry ass dick besides trying to have sex with small children.
And some people have mental problems.
Well, the dick is sorry and mental, but they don't need to be fucking no kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And if you know you have a relative like that, you know you have a male or female relative that's sexually messed up and be preying on children, it need to be an Amber Alert on their ass. Period.
They need to be charged as an accessory.
I just feel like they need to, you know, your son is around here screwing your dog in the house. It's only a matter of time before he go trying to fuck little Susie that live down the street that's only 5 years old.
Mm.
So you need to do something about that.
Right.
Like they, orgasms is cool, but they shouldn't be feeling that good to the point where you just got to have it and you just got to have it at all costs and you'll have sex with a small child. You and that sorry dick just need to go bury yourself. Like, stop molesting kids. Stop raping little small children. These women that's around here fantasizing, wanting to have a dick, and around here molesting little girls because they want them to be born with a dick, they need to go on and kill themselves and try to be born again. as a male and stop molesting these small children. You got grown women that are offered to babysit little boys and little girls and be trying to make them have oral sex with them or be trying to have sex with the little boys or be trying to, you know, it's some nasty-ass people out here. They need to, the ones that have these sexual deviations, the ones that are sexually deviant in this way that want to molest these children, they really need to go and, you know, they need to just put their own self out their own damn misery. Like, they really...
Now, we got 9 minutes left. LaToya, we had 9 minutes left. Now, you gave us some things to watch for, the post office, the internet, Florida, Vegas, Nashville, Chicago, the animals. Now, what should we do? You know, the summer is coming up. A lot of people travel. Should we
avoid the
coastline?
Yes. Yeah. Even though it's beautiful, and I want to go to the beach so bad. I was just telling someone earlier today, I said, I want to go to the beach so bad. But them sharks and them animals and them coastlines, just I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
So what about the traveling? You know, like I say, this is summertime. It's here. A lot of people do a lot of traveling. So we're just going to have to really depend on our intuition.
Yeah, intuition, exactly. Go on with your life the way that you always do, but just stay vigilant. Stay aware of your surroundings. Stay aware of who's around you. I live my life, and I live happily. I live a very happy, normal life, but that's because all my senses are on. And if I get that sense, don't go here, I don't go there. Go over here, I go over there. I make
now
sure
also,
I keep my senses on.
Right. Now, also I was reading that they're going to do an experiment with some gas in New York. But they won't tell you when they're going to do it in the subway.
And that's going to go wrong. There's going to be something real bad going to go wrong with that. But I'm going to tell y'all this, too. The full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Every full moon cycle from this point on, if you have because I noticed that, every full moon, I have problems breathing, or I have these, what I call a heaviness in my chest.
Okay.
And like approaching the full moon, then during the full moon, then shortly after. I feel that there's something going on with it.
When you say
I don't think I'm the only one, and I think it has everything to do with us being women, our blood, our cycles, all that. I feel there's something there with that, because this thing just started with me. It just started. As far as with the full moon, it just started. So there's got to be a reason why that pressure is there. So I'm not quite, it hasn't been revealed to me as of yet, but it will soon be revealed to me. And once it's fully revealed to me, I will let you know. But I want women to watch out for that. And during those times, I don't think they should get too overwhelmed or too excited. Or too angry,
right.
You know, during those times, because, see, you can have a heart attack like that.
Exactly, or a stroke.
You perk right up out of here.
Yeah.
But this was something that I noticed. I was like, okay, because the first time it happened, I kind of like blew it off. Then the second time it happened here recently, I said, okay, yeah, it's definitely something with this.
So just pay attention around the full moon. Now, we're down to our last 4 minutes. Give the people where they can get your 10-10-10 prophecy at.
You can go to Gmail. Email me at Mrs. Latoya Jedi Jackson at gmail.com. Again, MrsLatoyaJediJackson at gmail.com.
Great, great. Well, Latoya, as always, it has been a pleasure. You gave
Definitely.
Us some road maps here so we can kind of look out for. And we appreciate you coming and giving us this information.
Thank you very much, Goddess Beverly.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll have much love and peace. And until next time, thank you. Thank you, Goddess.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for listening. Until next week. I will be back on again with another guest. And so peace and much love.
Yes, I. Rastafari. I love love. Jah make the blind man see. Jump up and feel airy. It make the lame man walk. Make all the dumb start talk. That they may all be one, as though Abba, heart and I in the eye. That they may also be one in I and I. That the world may know and believe that thou hast sent I. And the glory which thou gavest unto I and I have given them. That they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in the eye. That they may be made perfect in oneness. And that the world may know that thou hast sent I, and hast loved them, even as thou hast loved the eye.
Ready or not, you're gonna get a shot of this silly red hot black African love. Step on the scene, and them are pure and clean, eyes cold and green, black African love. Ready or not, you're gonna get a shot of this silly red hot black African love.
Make the sick get well. Redeem the wicked from hell. For to make a deaf man hear. I'll make the careless start kill.
Oh Lord, amen. Come now, all people, let's gather near and listen well to hear the words of Zion. Rasta man, I've come to sing to you. In a good time, the truth must prevail. World is weeping and a wailing your national peace and gonna end. And that will come on you, and you, and you too. So, if you're ready or not, gonna get a shot of this good red hot black.